Abraham, the father of discipleship. Lesson 6. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
I am sending you to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
Simon Peter proclaimed that Jesus was indeed the prophesied Messiah, the Son of the living God.
This was our Lord's response to Peter's declaration of faith. On this rock of trust, I will build my church, my collective called out ones, and the gates of hell will not withstand it.
Our Lord Jesus fully realized the spiritual power his disciples would need in their warfare against Satan, the ruler of darkness.
Jesus had exercised this spiritual power himself and modeled it for his disciples. Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons.
Jesus sent out the 12 and then the 72 to do as he had done. That way they discover for themselves how powerful is the authority of his name.
Years later, Paul related the nature of the very real battle with Satan that followers of Jesus face.
Because of this awareness, the apostle emphasized the need for spiritual power in warring against the devil in the unseen realm. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
Here's a tragic fact. Everything Paul understood about the empowerment of the Spirit and the fight against demonic forces disappeared when Christianity was seduced by Hellenist pagan practices.
The clergy-controlled religious system we see today began in the 2nd and 3rd centuries. The biblical way of discipleship calls for Spirit-empowered disciples of Jesus to lead others in his way. But this effective pattern was supplanted by young, educated, professionally trained men who could speak to people about the Bible, but not lead them into spiritual warfare against Satan.
For centuries, the organized religious system was tightly controlled by an established hierarchy of professional clergy.
They called apostate and heretical any common followers of Jesus who wholeheartedly relied on spiritual gifts and empowerment by the Spirit to fight effectively against Satan.
Paul repeatedly made clear that it's not man's persuasive abilities that opens people's hearts to respond to the gospel.
Rather, spiritual power enables those who know Jesus as their Lord to present him as he truly is. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
Spiritual power in Christ, rather than knowledge about the Bible, verified whether someone was born again and belonged to our Lord.
Keep in mind that the Pharisees, who were experts in the Hebrew text, could quote Torah and the prophetic writings verbatim.
But they couldn't recognize the Messiah when he was right before them.
And the Hellenists idolized philosophy. To them, biblical truth was something to be debated and argued about, not put into practice.
Over time, Hellenism insinuated itself as the filter through which the Bible, as well as the person of Jesus, was evaluated. And the Hebraic lifestyle of love-grounded, obedient trust was devalued and discredited. The religious entity of Christianity became that which the Bible warns against. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Paul cautions, have nothing to do with them.
So many our Lord could use to extend his kingdom today by exercising spiritual power against the devil have instead been seduced.
They rely on what they know about the Bible or are held captive to religious complacency by the spirit of Hellenism.
If you'd like a full picture of the influence of Hellenism and Romanism on Christendom, download Restoring the Early Church, Section 2. The web address for this is at the end of this segment.
Remember, the first authority Jesus gave his disciples was to deliver people from demonic oppression.
We who disciple others need the same confidence in the name of Jesus that they had.
But your confidence may have been eroded if you've been involved in contemporary religion for long.
Because of Hellenist influence, you may have a difficult time even accepting the reality of the unseen realm.
66% of Christians don't believe in the existence of the devil. Why then would they seek spiritual power to combat someone they don't believe in?
The spiritual warfare described in the Bible requires those who know there is an enemy to rely on the power of Jesus to fight it.
Paul proclaimed to a culture as dubious of spiritual power as ours, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power."
Reliance on the Spirit's power is a key difference between the Hebraic and Hellenist worldviews.
By his Spirit, discover your part in the kingdom Jesus is establishing. Fight the fight in his name.